Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now today is our Thursday episode where we go into our Instagram DMs, find out any questions or advice you guys need, and we give you our 2 cents. So I'll read this one out. Hey Kat and Tish, my past boyfriend of 2.5 years recently broke up with me. How do you move on without using a rebound?
Okay, well, Tisha's no good at this question.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Says me. You literally got married like a couple years after.
Oh.
Period.
The truth comes out. It's a joke, honey. You didn't have a rebound for this one.
I know. And it's been like the hardest thing I've ever done.
So what's your tips? How did you do it?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, so moving on without having a rebound is honestly like really hard because it's just like you have nothing else to preoccupy your mind. I think the thing that helped the most is literally just staying so busy that you'd never let a single thought enter your brain. Like genuinely, like that's like the only thing that I can think of. Like you really have to go like all in on yourself, but you just also have to let yourself feel the feelings.
Mm.
And just, you know, you have to feel it all to be able to get through it.
Yeah.
And then once you feel like you're at a point where you don't have to feel the feelings anymore, like you'll wake up one day and you'll be like, oh my God, I have no tears left to cry.
Yeah.
Then you start rebuilding yourself. You know, you start new hobbies, surround yourself with new people.
You got back into surfing, right?
Yeah.
Which was really good.
Keep yourself really busy. But yeah, it's going to be hard. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I like that advice. Like feeling the feelings, because I think for you, the first week you were just like crying, laying in bed, which is totally normal. I don't think you need to be busy during that period, but you've also got to realize that life needs to move on
with or without you.
Yeah. So keeping yourself busy is so important. Mm. And I think you can do that, like, you know, if you're going to work, if you're going to school, but figure out what you can do after that time, because usually that's when you feel it the most, when you're in your room alone, bored. No, for real. Yeah. Because you start feeling that missing piece, right? Mm. Because you haven't got that person to call. You haven't got that person to go spend time with, so you've got to fill that void.
Yeah.
And I think filling it with something positive,
yeah,
is very smart. Don't try and fill it by, you know, going clubbing every single weekend, that type of thing. Like try and fill it with something that's going to make you a better person.
Yeah.
And like I said, Tisha did that by going surfing. Like she hadn't been surfing in ages.
Yeah.
She tried to initially fill it with building Lego, which was a fail because she would sit in her room making Lego and then call me and be like, "Mom, I'm still sad." I'm like, "Girl, you need to see sunlight."
Yeah, I remember this. That was the one day it changed for me. I was like, holy shit, I still feel so depressed. Like, I actually, like, need to get back to my roots. So I went surfing and I was like, yeah, this is it. Like, I need to go back to this because you just need to find something where your mind is, like, clear.
Mm.
And once I started doing that, I was like, okay, like, this is where I need to put my time and energy into.
Yeah.
And, you know, over time it just gets easier.
Yep, for sure.
But.
And it doesn't have to be surfing.
Yeah, it can be anything. Like, or if you want to pour your, you know, heart and soul into something that you're passionate about, like business, like that's also a good thing.
Yeah.
But also you just really need to surround yourself with friends and, like, know that if you're talking to a guy, like, straight after, like, it's never going to end good. Mm. Like, it's never going to fulfill you or really heal you. It's just going to be a little Band-Aid that's going to gush with blood later once you rip it off. You know what I mean? Yeah. So just try to think that it's not worth it.
Yeah. What else would you recommend to do? Like spending time with friends, going surfing. I mean, you could go shopping, but then you've only got so much money that you can spend, right?
I think just like work on like just rebuilding yourself. Like you really.
You could even sign up to a gym.
Yeah. I mean, you can just do anything. But just invest in yourself, you know, instead of using that money to hang out with somebody else, just put it all into yourself. Like book a holiday.
You love booking holidays after a breakup. You really, really do, Letitia.
I know, it's so bad.
But it's actually a great distraction.
And yeah, it's crazy because when I'm on holiday, I feel like nothing can stop me. And then I come back home and I'm like, oh my God. Nothing's changed. You know what I mean? But it is good. Like, it's really a time to just learn more about yourself.
Yeah. Booking a holiday is a really good idea.
Yeah.
But sometimes that can be quite expensive. One thing you could do, which is totally out of the blue, but once I was feeling really sad, obviously not going through a breakup, but my friend told me to join a pole dancing class. I lasted about 3 weeks, but that was really fun. Like I met some of the girls. I obviously got stronger. I was feeling really good about my body. So it's just about getting yourself out there again, right?
Yeah.
And doing things, getting out of the house, moving your body.
Yeah. And yeah, you just really have to try fill your time. That's the big thing because time's the biggest healer. Like once time goes on, you'll start to feel better. But what you do with that time can dictate anything. If you're filling it with like this irrelevant ass guy that you're not even into, but it just feels comfortable, like it's going to come back and bite you in the end.
Yeah.
So just try fill it with wholesome things. Because if you think about it, you know, you're not with a guy and it hurt you so much. Why would you get with another guy?
Yeah.
If it's going to end the exact same and you just get hurt again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just work on yourself and
focus on you.
Yeah.
And I think when you're in that broken state, in that sad state of just going through a breakup, you can sometimes attract the wrong people into your life as well. And you attract the wrong person to fill that void.
Mm.
Whereas if you're working on yourself, bettering yourself, and then you're finally like, oh my God, I'm not sad anymore, you can then start to attract the right man in your life instead of someone who's going to, you know, fix you or.
Yeah, or like is going through the same thing as you. Like
yeah.
That's the last thing you want. You want somebody who's complete and whole by themselves.
Yeah.
Because no guy in their right mind would talk to you if you just got out of a relationship like a week ago.
Yeah, so true.
They got to be crazy to do that.
They're obviously just after one thing.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. If you have any advice you want us to give you, make sure you DM us on Instagram at basicallybestiespod and you might be in the next episode. Okay.
Bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.